Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Donald Trump is already flipping out, saying the system is rigged, and of course, begging for money after Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee ruled that Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis's relationship with Nathan Wade does not constitute an actual conflict of interest, and that Fani Willis would not be disqualified so long as she dismissed Nathan Wade as the special prosecutor in the case. Judge McAfee did find that there was an appearance of impropriety, but found that could be cured and that District Attorney Fani Willis could remain on the case, continue to prosecute Donald Trump so long as she dismissed Nathan Wade from the prosecution team. Donald Trump is not handling that very well. Here's what he's posting, and here's what his lawyer's posting. Then I'll show you what others in the MAGA world are posting. Breaking from Trump, this is what Trump's posting. Fani Willis can continue the witch hunt against me. Rigged system against us, all in caps, exclamation point. My response. Just think about this, that Donald Trump is posting breaking from Trump. Imagine if I was like breaking from Mycelis. And then when you click on that link, which you shouldn't, but let me just show you what it says. It says, this is a message from Donald J. Trump. The left thinks that if they bury me with enough witch hunts and intimidate my family and associates, that I'll eventually throw up my hands and give up on our America First movement. And then, of course, it says, give me money, $100, $250, $3,000, and other right there. So that's what Donald Trump's doing right now. Donald Trump's lawyer put out a statement, Steve Sadow. Let me read that for you. Statement of Steve Sadow, lead defense counsel for Donald Trump. Quote, while respecting the court's decision, we believe that the court did not afford appropriate significance to the prosecutorial misconduct of Willis and Wade, including the financial benefits, testifying untruthfully about when their personal relationship began, as well as Willis's extrajudicial MLK church speech, where she played the race card and falsely accused the defendants and their counsel of racism. We will use all legal options available as we continue to fight to end this case, which should never have been brought in the first place. And that's signed Steve Sadow, counsel for Donald Trump. And then as you go through these statements from those in the MAGA world, of course, they're all attacking Judge Scott McAfee for not dismissing the case and not disqualifying Fulton County District Attorney Phony Willis. And by the way, if you've been following the Midas Touch Network and Legal AF, I hope you thought that we've done a very nuanced analysis of what was going on and predicted what the outcome was going to be. But here's how the MAGA world is responding. Juanita Broderick, MAGA follower, says, Judge McAfee is a eunuch and has the spine of a wet noodle. Very mature. Sebastian Gorka, kind of a right winger who is in the Trump administration, says, breaking, perjurer Phony Willis can stay on the Trump persecution circus. It's all rigged. So they all go into that this is a rigged thing and that Judge Scott McAfee set this up, basically. That's where MAGA always goes. Joe Concha writes, the judge is an absolute coward here. Phony Willis can stay on if she fires Nathan Wade. There's zero logic to this because, once again, all things political is a cancer in our justice system. And then you start to see these personal attacks and conspiracy theories about Judge Scott McAfee, and it goes, Judge McAfee worked for Phony Willis. Of course he decided not to disqualify her. More Fulton County corruption on full display. I mean, by the way, the fact that Judge Scott McAfee even held these hearings where Phony Willis had to testify, her dad had to testify, where it was an entire hearing for 3 or 4 days, including the closing on her sex life. I mean, this is incredibly embarrassing stuff. I don't really think Judge McAfee was doing Phony Willis any favors right here for allowing that to take place. Yet, for MAGA, doesn't matter. Judge Scott McAfee is now their enemy. Here's what Bernard Carrick says. Judge McAfee, who worked for her, referring to Phony Willis, donated to her campaign and voted for her, has ruled that Phony Willis can continue her racketeering case against Trump. Corruption at its best. Off to the Georgia appellate court. Good luck trying to get this thing reversed. You're not going to. Clay Travis. Atlanta judge rules Phony Willis must either fire Nathan Wade or step aside herself in the Trump case. A split the baby result. Bolt should be out, but the judge is a political coward. Tea Party Patriots. Judge rules Phony Willis must step aside from Trump case or fire special prosecutor Nathan Wade in an absolutely awful ruling. Tommy Lahren writes, Phony is a clown, can't be trusted. I hope Americans are paying attention. The lack of integrity displayed by public servants all over to get Trump is disgusting. So, I'm about to get married and kids may follow, and finding the right life insurance to protect my family with Policy Genius has never been more important for me. Make life insurance part of your financial planning this year. Start shopping now with Policy Genius to find the right policies to protect your family. Getting life insurance today means you'll have the peace of mind so that if something were to happen to you, your family can cover expenses while getting back on their feet. Luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top companies, and their team of licensed experts is on hand to help you talk through it. That's what I love. They helped me talk through it and find the policy that was right for me. Policy Genius's technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. Even if you already have life insurance through a policy at work, it may not offer enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. You got to figure that one out. With Policy Genius, they make it easy. You can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius has licensed, award-winning agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not for the insurance companies. And that means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance the way that I did. No wonder they have thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. So save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com/Midas. Or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com/Midas. Laura Loomer goes. Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee just ruled that Fulton County's crooked district attorney, Fawny Willis, who spent taxpayer funds on her affair with her boyfriend, who was also working on Trump's case, can continue to prosecute Trump's 2020 election interference case. Major conflict of interest, especially since Judge McAfee has donated to Fawny Willis in the past. Banana Republic. You get Alan Dershowitz also making a statement on Newsmax saying how this is a scandal. The judge didn't have the courage to do the right thing. It's what Dershowitz says. But just so you know, like who the sources are, though. So you saw like Laura Loomer saying this is a banana republic. Okay, Laura Loomer was the person who said that like Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley was conspiring with the deep state to change the weather patterns in the Iowa caucus to try to hurt Donald Trump. I mean, Laura Loomer says some of the most outrageous, deranged conspiracy theories, hateful, racist, xenophobic stuff. But in the Republican world, that's what a Republican leader is like today, Laura Loomer. You have Dershowitz saying, this is a banana republic. This is outrageous. Dershowitz, isn't this you? Here, play this clip.
Dershowitz is a longtime friend of Epstein's who represented him in the criminal underage sex case.
Could you please? I never saw a young underage woman.
Yet Epstein's former butler swore under oath that Dershowitz was at Epstein's residences at the same time underage girls were there.
Were there young women in another part of the house giving massages when I wasn't around? I have no idea of that.
Dershowitz did say he once received a massage at Epstein's mansion, but from an adult woman.
I kept my underwear on during the massage. I don't like massages particularly.
Bob Norman, Local 10.
Yeah, just showing you some of the other statements right here. Monica Crowley writes, Judge McAfee rules that Nathan Wade must step aside in the Georgia case in order for Fawny Willis to stay on. McAfee is a Democrat who worked for Willis, donated to her campaign, voted for her, and is up for re-election, so he was never going to disqualify her. Apparently, it's okay for her to lie to the court, but nobody else. Man, these judges and prosecutors are twisting the law beyond all recognition to get Trump. Meanwhile, she will bounce Wade so fast your head will spin. The corruption runs so deep everywhere. Let's be very clear. Judge Scott McAfee was appointed by the Republican governor, Brian Kemp. He is very much in the kind of Kemp style of conservatism. You have McAfee is like a Federalist Society person. So McAfee was not doing any favors right here at all for District Attorney Fawny Willis by holding these hearings. If you actually go through the ruling, he is very harsh and critical about her, very critical about the relationship with Nathan Wade in ways that I personally disagree with his criticism. Why two adults involved in a consensual relationship can't go on a trip together. I mean, it's an outrageous double standard that I've talked about in a lot of other videos that we've done, but he's very critical of her in the order. He held the hearing, which was humiliating and embarrassing, frankly, to the district attorney's office, regardless of the outcome, or if anyone had to go through that and open up their sex life. In a case like this, where you're the prosecutor, prosecuting an adjudicated rapist in Donald Trump for involving an attempt to overthrow the results of a free and fair election. And by the way, weren't y'all praising Judge McAfee earlier in the week when Judge McAfee dismissed six of the charges in the case and some of the charges that related to Donald Trump? Earlier in the week, but now that the judge ruled against you, he's a deep state plant, and this is a whole major conspiracy. Was part of the conspiracy that Judge McAfee was going to dismiss those charges earlier in the week as well, so that he could set this up and then arrange this hearing to harm Fulton County District Attorney Fawny Willis's reputation, only to then rule that there was an appearance of impropriety, not an actual conflict, so she could stay on the case if she fired Nathan Wade. Come on, come on. And this is why, folks, if the ruling came out the other way, and you know by watching the Midas Touch Network, there have been rulings that have come out in ways that I disagree with. I always say I disagree with this respectfully, but I respect the order of a court, or I respect the result of the jury, provided that it was evidence-based, and I'll go break down in as long as it's evidence-based. Now, if it comes to someone like federal judge Eileen Cannon, it's a different story if she's not following the evidence or the law. But when you follow the evidence and the law, like Judge McAfee did here, he applied it to the facts, and that's the outcome. But of course, Trump saying it's rigged, MAGA saying it's a deep state conspiracy, and McAfee was doing this because he works for Fani Willis, and he was doing her a favor here. But of course, what does it come down to? Trump saying, I need money, give me money, donate to me because of this. Tells you everything you need to know, huh? I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers. Have a good one.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.